Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
What is going on, everybody? My name is Connor Lawler. Welcome back to another very special Weird News Wednesday episode here on the Heroes for Hire podcast. We are literally back.
We're back, baby!
He's back.
I survived.
You are home. You have arrived home, and we're all so excited. But your family and friends, I assume.
Oh, we got 36 seconds into the recording there before the slagging started.
You know, so if anyone doesn't know, Sean has been in Japan for 3 weeks, and we've been putting up Weird News Classic episodes, but we are back with Weird News. Sean, for the first time in nearly 1 month, what do we do here?
You have spent a week gathering all of the weirdest news stories from around the world. You're about to read all of those stories out to me, a man who has been too busy circumnavigating the globe to look at any weird news.
You're a bit of a traveller.
I am a bit of a traveller. Do you know, I actually did I've gone the whole way around. Because the way over, we flew east, and we landed in Japan, right?
Yeah.
And then, on the way back, we stayed flying east. We went up to Alaska, we went over the Arctic Circle, and then back down to fucking London.
You're a fucking Columbus lad.
Fucking Phileas Fogg over here, only I did it in 14 hours instead of 80 days.
Sean and me, by the way, have not spoken, right, for 3 weeks,
genuinely.
Right? Genuinely. He jumped on this call, and I have somewhere to be in like an hour. And so I was like, I don't even need small talk.
I also I got engaged while I was away, and you were like, we'll talk about it later.
Just no selling it. Look, I've got things to do, Sean. I'm a busy man.
Look, there's things to be done. I understand
that. Yeah,
Connor.
Like,
we've been friends long enough that we don't need to talk or catch up at all.
Just fall into a random cycle that it'll be. I just trust it'll be fine.
That's how every weird news has gone for the last 2 years. At
the only conversation, I do have to tell a story before we get into weird news.
Go
by the way, could you give us a like and follow whatever podcast platform you're listening to this on? It would really help us out. We are still going for 100 five-star reviews on Spotify before the end of the year. So
we're getting up there too. Like, it's getting close.
I think we only need 20 more before the end of the year.
I know there's 20 of you who haven't done it yet.
There has to be 20.
Takes 5 seconds. Do it.
Come
do it now.
On. But so me and Sean didn't talk for 2 weeks. He got engaged, right?
Yeah.
He was in Japan. Nothing. Just dead silence, right?
Radio silence.
But then I sent him one WhatsApp message, and all it said was, "How do you feel about the band McFly?"
To which I was thinking, where's this gonna go?
And I was reading it back, and I was like, this is so funny because it's so me and you that, like, no radio silence, someone gets engaged and goes to Japan to do all those things. I'm like, what do you know about McFly and how do you feel about them? And that's it,
like,
full stop.
I was like, I think I said, like, I'm fine with them. I wouldn't say I'm a big fan. And yeah. You were like, I'm going to change your fucking mind.
So I sent him on the new McFly album, which I am a big proponent of. If you like,
oh, it's real good.
Because me and Sean like the same music. So like we were both at Paramore earlier in the year. But
indeed.
People think of McFly. Americans, you might not know who I'm talking about. But British people will understand because they're not that big over there. But McFly are a band from like 2005. They're a bit soppy a lot of the time, but their new album, Pure Rock, and I was just like, listen to it.
It's such a change from what I expected from McFly, because yeah, they were like little pop boy bandy kind of thing back when that was big in the 2000s. And they've just kind of, they dropped off for a bit, and then they've come back in the last few years, and they just don't care anymore.
They're just Van Halen now.
They're just Edward Van Halen, all of them.
So Sean, we've got to get into a random talk about McFly. I think that's fine.
It's fine.
Sean, I mean, there's no place that I would rather start this week. There was news that came out. By the way, thank you to everyone sent in news over the last few weeks. You're very kind. And I just had to keep telling people, Sean's not here, but we'll get to that.
But man, those back episodes, they were pretty fucking good though, weren't they?
Oh, the much better than this one's going to be.
Honestly, there's 5 years of them. We can just keep pumping those out.
Sean, we cover a lot of superheroes on Hero or Zero, but we also cover a lot of villains.
We do.
But we do have a specific villain that's oddly on Weird News. He's a villain that strikes fear into a town in England that we've covered multiple times.
We were hot on the presses, hot off the presses, in fact, of reporting on Gimp Man.
Gimp Man himself. So if anyone doesn't know the story, for I think about 2 years now, we have been covering this story, I would think on about every 9 months or so. He just appears, scares someone, and then leaves. The gig is, he's dressed in a massive gimp suit that's all black, and stands out at night time, just standing nearby people, freaking people out.
I think there might have been an instance of him walking towards someone as well, kind of menacingly.
Yeah.
And look, I'll be honest, this is one of the few news stories that did manage to break through to my usual shield of looking at weird news.
Here's the take, Sean. There was 25 incidents in the last few years of Gimp Man. He would, in an all-black suit in public, crawl, wriggle and ride on the ground in front of people or walk towards them, freaking them out at night time. And the locals, they weren't happy about it. So the Gimp Man light got shot in the sky and they were on the lookout for him.
What does the Gimp Man light look like? What's the Gimp suit?
Don't want to know.
Just like a dog collar or something.
It's just a light that just says safe word.
just says banana.
But now, Sean, recently, they have arrested a man who they believe was the Gimp Man.
Right. Now, you're kind of playing into a Gimp Man's hands by chaining him up.
He was laughing maniacally, like the Joker in The Dark Knight.
Yeah, he wanted to be caught.
It's his plan all along. But Joshua Hunt, 32, is the man that they think is the person behind the Somerset Gimp incidents. They link him to that. Now, he was in court this week, and that's why we're talking about it, because it's very similar to The Dark Knight. It's when, like, Harvey Dent comes out as the Batman. He's on trial as the Gimp Man.
And so he's this... are you insinuating here that Mr. Hunt is not the Gimp Man, but is taking the fall because he really believes in what the Gimp Man is doing? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying that, is what I'm saying. But a district judge imposed the order after hearing a Bristol magistrate court this week, who, Mr. Hunt, insists he is not the Gimp Man.
Interesting. Now, you wouldn't own up to being the Gimp Man straight away, wouldn't you not?
True, but he's now also, he's been charged with harassment, alarm and distress, and two other offences that are just like, they're very much just incidents that they say are sexually motivated, but because of all the riding and wriggling and the gimp suit.
The wearing of a gimp suit implies a sexually motivated element to what you're doing. No one wears a gimp suit casually.
You gotta be all in.
Yeah, you gotta commit to the bit, like.
So Peter Richardson, who was defending Mr. Hunt, said Hunt had taken a pragmatic and practical approach to the application. We are not contesting the application, but that is not the same as agreeing with everything that it was set out.
All right, so we're not going to fight it. But I also want you to know it's not all true, is what they're saying.
They're saying that they don't think it's true, but at the same time, they're willing to go to court fully. They're willing to go to a jury here. Like, let's air all the dirty laundry out if you really want to go that way. Joshua Hunt believes he is not the gimp man. And I suppose the only person who would know that would be Joshua.
That's true, yeah. You know, unless it's, like, gone really far and, like, Joshua and the gimp man are different sides of the one man. Like, it's a completely separate headspace he gets into when he's gimp.
So,
man.
There was a sexual risk order imposed for 5 years on Mr. Hunt. Now, among the restrictions, Sean, Joshua, who's a gardener, is banned from all of the next few things, right? And this is going to be... Right. This is a very specific to this case. He is banned from wearing any type of mask or face covering, including improvised mask or face coverings that cover all or part of the face in any public place.
Okay. Question.
COVID.
What if COVID happens again? Is he the one man who gets a pass?
I think, like, he's the one man who gets to lift the mask ban, yeah.
Did he just figure out how to get around a mask mandate?
It's 25 anti-vaxxers at home, just like, wait, you're telling me?
Just googling PVC costumes.
I just need to get into a gimp suit, wreck at Hound's confidence for 2 years, and then I'll be grand. No mask for me.
I'll finally be free at that point.
I'll be free when I'm in jail.
What else can't he do then? He can't wear a mask.
He's not allowed to be in possession of any type of mask or face covering.
He's a gardener.
Yeah.
He's going to need to wear masks for some
shit. That fucking stuff is going to go into his lungs and kill
fucking
him.
Fucking horse that pesticide into you, Joshua.
Weed killer. Straight into him. It'll make him feel better, they said.
He just keeps huffing pure fucking grass clippings.
He's not allowed to wear or be in possession of black all-in-one garments or any combination of full-length black-coloured top and black-coloured bottom clothing, which has the appearance of an all-in-one garment in a public space.
Do you know what I'd really be done in there? Because
that's
all
basically
I wear.
Your wardrobe.
That's everything. Like, it's really tough, honestly.
So he's banned from wearing black t-shirts and black trousers, but also they have to give off the impression that they're an all-in-one garment that, you know, just is like... But I don't know how you would prove that.
Yeah, here's what you do. All your t-shirts, surprise, they're now crop tops. No possible way they could be confused for an all-in-one garment.
He's also banned, Sean, and you're going to like this, in public, from crawling, wriggling or riding on the ground while wearing a full body covering, clothing that appears like a full body covering, and or a mask.
It's such a specific sentence where it's just like, just fucking stop what you're doing. Just stop this and you're fine, okay?
Literally do anything else. You like just walk. Just walk normally.
Just give it up. Just stop, please.
That's his life. You know what I mean? Like, he's just born to wriggle and ride.
But I don't. Could he not focus those skills into being an excellent gardener?
What? What's he going to do? Wriggle into the soil?
Worms do, and that's good for the soil.
If you imagine you hire a gardener and, like, you're working from home and, like, about 10:30 you get up to make yourself a cup of coffee and you look out the window and he's just head first like a pole into the soil.
God damn, he really knows his horticulture.
He's really getting deep in there. He's really sorting that place out.
You call people around. No, this is what you pay for. This is how you know it's good.
He's just wriggling around.
Just filthy. comes in to get a glass of water and just soil everywhere.
So, he's banned. The Gimp Man, they think, has been caught. Now, here's what I suggest. If you are the Gimp Man and this was not you, if you are not Joshua Hunt, I think the first thing you do is you go out and you ride around, because I want the confidence. It's that part in the Thriller movie when they're like, oh shit, we thought he was dead, but now he's back.
Yeah. Like, it's like every 6 episodes in Green Arrow where someone else would dress up as the Green Arrow to get Oliver Queen off. Or like
in any movie where they're like, the town is safe, everyone go back out to that party in that one bar we have the location and set for, and then somebody goes missing.
Oh, it couldn't be. But he's in prison.
Sean Gimpman, do you think this was great police work, or did maybe he gave himself up? I'm not sure how they eventually got him.
Genuinely, I think if Gimpman got caught, Gimpman wanted to be caught.
Like, I think it's a plan.
I think this is all feeding into his ultimate goal of... What is the ultimate goal? Is it being in the Gimp suit permanently?
To me, it's entrapment. I think he's big on just trapping himself in situations. And what better place to trap yourself in than a cell?
That's true, yeah. I saw a video on Twitter of a lad who sealed himself in one of those... You know those vacuum bags that you use for clothes when you're packing them away in a wardrobe? He put himself in one of those, and I'm like, what is this? This is on Twitter as well.
What an anecdote.
I just scrolled past it, and it seemed relevant, but it's a god, it was...
In my head, when you say something like that, the follow-up is, anyway, we're here at Mark's funeral, he was a lovely man. That's a very well input there from his friend, Sean.
Thanks for insisting you speak there, Sean.
Just barreled through everyone. Mark would have wanted me to say this.
I'm throwing the notes out of like his dad's hand.
Taking the mic. I'm going to let you finish, but at first I got to tell you a story about a man in a vacuum bag.
I'm setting up. I don't even have a projector set up to show the video. I like gather people around and show them it on my phone.
Tell people what you saw here. spread the word.
Spread it around.
Sean, okay, we're going to move on from Gimp Suit Man, or Gimp Man, I should say.
You can take the man out of the suit, but you can't take the suit out of...
No, he has to be more than a man. He's an idea.
He's a symbol.
He's a dark knight, if you will.
And I will, Connor. Thank you.
A dark ride. Because he rides around? Does that work?
Yeah, it's not your worst. Yeah.
It's close enough now. So we're going to move on, because this story was sent in by one of our patrons. And that is, plane forced to return to JFK Airport after horse on board gets loose.
Who let that happen? What?
Now, we've all heard of snakes on a plane with Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
Can I throw you a movie idea, Sean? Would maybe... It's Samuel L. Jackson. He's on the plane. And fucking Seabiscuit shows up, and Seabiscuit has a bit of a killer fucking vibe about him.
Like, a horse on a plane. How do you put a horse on a plane?
That seems like a riddle or something.
Like one leg at a time or something like that. Yeah. But, like, surely people would... Sorry, so people knew the horse was on the plane.
And he didn't sneak on.
But they didn't expect the horse to get loose. But how would you store...
The plane is taken off and the horse is just holding onto the wheel as it goes up.
It's like Gremlins.
And someone just looks out the window and the horse is just standing on the wing. Just like, yeah. Oh shit.
It's like walking along with a big balancing pole and stuff like that.
A 747 cargo plane heading to Belgium from New York was forced to return to John F. Kennedy International Airport after a horse escaped from its stall, according to the air traffic control audio. According to the audio clip, which was obtained by the news sources, the horse got loose within 30 minutes of takeoff. The Boeing 747 was barely at 31,000 feet when a pilot told air traffic control that he had escaped, from its stall, and that they needed to return to the airport ASAP.
How much of a piss take do you think that air traffic control officer assumed that this was? Do you think sorry, go ahead.
No, I was like, I suppose it depends how serious the pilot sounds. Like,
yeah.
It's how much you sell it.
Which leads me to my next question. How much banter do you get to have with air traffic control, do you think? Like, are you allowed to just take the piss out of them?
How's the wife anyway? She grand?
Yeah.
Ah, she up to your fucking eyes, are you? Huh?
All up in the air, is it? Huh?
No, fucking hell. Give me a red light, green light situation. Traffic warden, are you? What do you do?
Like, I don't know. I just say maybe it's not a job where you should joke around. But
what you're saying is you want a horror movie where one air traffic controller gets insulted for so long that eventually they lose the will and then they turn evil, and like a Joker situation where he directs one plane into another plane and then they think it's a horrific accident and it slowly cuts to him as he has a slow evil smile.
Yeah, yeah, and he's been rerouting things the whole time. He does this a number of times but is somehow never caught.
Never. It's always on his shift.
We can call it the boy who cried Airwolf.
Do you remember that movie Beowulf?
Yeah. The weird, like, semi-CGI.
CGI Angelina Jolie in that, I think.
Yeah, and it was Hugh Jackman in there?
I think Hugh was there. I think, yeah, that's a... When was that movie? Like, 2004? 2005?
I think it might have been 2006, but I'm not sure. I mean, that's... 2007!
We're old. Or seven.
Old.
If I would just remember the plot of Beowulf, Sean, what is the... This is such a random thought, and I haven't thought of that movie since 2007.
He goes and fights a big monster. Isn't that the fucking plot of Beowulf?
But it's just for some reason CGI, lad.
Yeah, there's no reason. Who the fuck... This is... Brendan Gleeson's in this. Anthony Hopkins. Ray Winston.
Anthony Hopkins and Gleeson.
Yeah, it's a who's who of amazing actors.
Because they were told that this is the future of movies.
Yeah, and like, it was made by the same company that made The Polar Express, Connor.
Oh, horrific.
Not good.
Sean, on the plane, right? So you are a passenger on this plane.
Yes.
You know that fucking Seabiscuit has gotten loose and caused a ruckus. Do you take it as a terrorist situation? Do you take it as, what are his demands?
I think
do you
a horse,
go straight into action?
A horse would be inherently good, though, if it came to a position of power, I think. So I think the horse is mainly curious about how the plane works.
Yeah.
Because he's never been here before. So I would let him into the cockpit for a bit. And then I'd, like, lead him back to his stall very calmly.
Let him into the cockpit. For a bit.
Just to poke his head in, see how it works.
Have a look around and just like have a look at what are the mechanics behind it. Like how is this thing manufactured is really what he wants to know.
Exactly, yeah. And then like we'll pull down a little tray table, put some hay on that. He can munch away.
Oh,
and
good.
Then right back he goes.
Go back to fucking ordinary class, lad.
Down to third class or whatever it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Also, I will say, Japanese economy. Fucking excellent.
Excellent. Did you fly economy, did you?
I did fly economy. 14-hour flight, but Japanese economy. So I got like four meals and a load of snacks the whole
time. Fuck off.
Oh, it was so good. They gave me beer. It was deadly.
You couldn't do Ryanair. There's no difference in Ryanair, lad. You get on and you get off.
Oh, man. You get a seat if you're lucky.
Yeah.
And then, I will say, the flight back from London to Dublin, much different experience.
Who'd you fly with?
Aer Lingus.
Ah, but what are Aer Lingus like now on a long haul?
Aer Lingus, I didn't get them long haul. I did Japan Air, there and back to Japan.
Right.
But I did Aer Lingus from London to Dublin, right? And small plane, they use a small plane for those ones because it's like 45 minutes of a flight. But there was a stag do behind me.
Oh, the lads.
Coming back from a stag do.
Oh, they're rough. They are in a bad way.
Very bad way, but they were still... Giving it the big and God help them.
They'd had their fry up and they were still going. What time was the flight at?
10:10 in the evening.
Oh, they've been on it all day.
Oh, they've been on it all day. Oh, they were singing Raglan Road, Connor.
Of course.
It was a time.
It happened.
I did watch on the way over to Japan that new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, though.
Oh, it's great.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
I watched it and I was like, this is very amusing. It shouldn't be this good.
Yeah, it doesn't. And it deserved more promotion, but strikes and stuff like that.
Sean, how do you kill a horse that's lost control and maybe it takes a Die Hard 2 situation?
Well, if I've learned anything from Air Force One, the film, is that we need an elderly, but not old man to go around with a gun and kill the horse.
Do you think maybe the horse could release its horse friends? And at that stage, you've got
How
maybe
many
a terrorist
horses
attack.
Are on this plane? Is this a plane? This, surely there's no human passengers on this plane.
In my head, it's just a mixture.
In my head, it's like side by side. Like,
it's a stall, and then there's two seats, and then on the other side, there's a stall and two seats.
Man, if I could do that, I would travel that way. I think that'd be really fun.
What a dude, the smell!
For
the
a short
smell.
Flight, I could deal with it.
It would be so shitty.
You mean to tell me you're not flying horse air just
yeah,
once?
Yeah, I'm not flying horse. Lads, they'll
the
kick a hole
fiver.
In the wall.
The seat is a fiver.
No.
You get unlimited checked baggage.
Well, actually, I would imagine that.
That's pretty good, but, right?
But the smell is shit, though. Like, where am I flying?
You're flying Dublin. To Stansted.
Dublin to Belfast.
Dublin to Cork.
You're doing 20 minutes either way. Could just go in the car. No need.
Yeah, but you need to like go through security and all that. But
Do the horses go through the security or are they carrying?
Where's a horse going to fucking hide at?
That's not for me to know, lad. That's just for me to fucking worry about, is what I'm saying.
They won't fit in the machines to check you.
Well, if they're going to have horse air, they're going to have some security measures. Otherwise, you're...
Again, the horses are inherently good. I keep telling you this.
How do you know? There has to be one bastard in amongst them.
There's no bad horse. Name one bad horse there's ever been.
Red Rum.
Wasn't he killed by the Ra?
He was in bits, lad. He was in bits.
Was he bad? Was he rough, like?
He wasn't kidnapped for a laugh. I'd say he was mouthing off.
I thought he was kidnapped because he was such a good horse.
You're thinking of dogs. Dogs are good boys.
That's
horses
true.
Are not inherently good.
Are horses good? Let me Google that and see what happens. Are horses good? No, not good swimmers. Though apparently they're very competent. Are horses good?
Well, that takes drowning in a mowing operation.
Horses are intelligent, obedient, friendly, understanding, compassionate, loyal, trustworthy, and beautiful, Connor.
Yeah, but you could put the word mostly at the start of that sentence.
No, there's no mostly in here, though.
It's just all horses.
All horses are good.
What about the one that paralysed Superman?
Oh, God, yeah.
So that's a bad horse.
The horse didn't do it maliciously. It was an accident.
He was fucking there, though. He was there. If a man commits manslaughter and he's in jail, would you say he's a bad man?
What degree of manslaughter?
Like a man was on his back and then the man fell off and died.
Well, that's an accident. No, you could still go to jail for an accident, but it doesn't mean you're a bad person.
I just think I don't trust them. What are they hiding? They have a strong kick.
I see. You're breaking it down to the pure physical abilities of the horse.
You're doing too many logical things. I go by Spirited Away, the movie.
I need vibes.
Sean, we're going to move on to our next piece of news. And this comes from Northern Ireland. It's a mystery. And that's why we're talking about it. Because anywhere else in the world, this doesn't really interest me. But, Sean.
It's close to home.
Mysterious buzzing keeps small town up at night for weeks on end. A bizarre humming sound has seized a small town in Northern Ireland, perplexing residents who say it's keeping them up all night. The mysterious buzzing has continued for weeks in Oba, a town of 20,000 people, 50 miles west of Belfast.
Yes.
With authorities unable to say what's causing it or where it's coming from.
So just a constant buzz, the same volume everywhere in town.
Yes.
I would go insane.
Yes. Local councillor Stephen Donnelly said the plaguing sound may seem trivial, but it had become a serious concern for some residents. What we need to establish is the facts. Good start, Stephen. And yep. Get to the bottom of this and then take action to resolve this.
Stephen, you're describing how to form a solution.
That's literally, there. I could literally say any situation and then I could say what he just said and that would be the equivalent of what he just, it's the same thing. So tell me there's a horse going around killing babies.
Connor, there is a horse going around being incredibly nice to babies, might be being too nice.
What we need to establish is the facts and get to the bottom of this and then take action to resolve this.
It's the most politician answer ever. Like, just like nothing
that fucking noise
said.
Is fine, go through you lad.
Just yeah, look, he might have just said, like, look, we need to sort this out. Like,
it's wrecking my fucking head is what you could have said.
Like, you would just wear headphones the whole time, wouldn't you? Just to dull it
so,
down.
So I mean, it may well be that it's seasonal or weather related, but these things often don't turn out to be simple, and it may be a multitude of sources. Thank you, Donnelly.
Stephen, who the fuck votes for you?
I don't even know what party he's in, so we can't be accused of. It's just the way he answered that first sentence, I was like, well, you said a lot of words there. Good.
Yeah, yeah.
Good
party
stuff.
Politics aside, that's a terrible way to answer or do an interview.
Residents usually characterise it as a persistent buzz or hum that was distinct from more common noises such as traffic.
It's different than traffic, I can tell you that
I know what
much.
A vrum vrum sounds like, and I know what a hum sounds like, and they're different.
So, like, can you hear electricity sometimes?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm imagining that constantly.
Mm. Do you know, I can't really wear wireless headphones because I hear the Bluetooth.
Yes, I hear the Bluetooth as well. I have one pair that doesn't do it and they're great.
Yeah.
But other than that, if
but I'm too cheap to buy a good pair. So I'm like, I'm going to go wires and look weird.
No, you're making a statement by choosing wires. You're like, no, I want my music through straight copper, please.
I just, because like I was wearing the wireless ones, but the buzz was just going through my head. And that was over very small samples. Imagine if that was all day, every day.
Yeah, no, you would absolutely, you would lose your mind. Like, and as well as that, it's around, like it's not just in your headphones and you can take them out. It's around you. You cannot hide from it.
It's also such a wide area that they don't know the exact, they can't pinpoint the exact source. So they don't know where it's coming from. They just know the noise is there. So Sean, this is where I get to come to you. Because Sean, it's a mystery. We don't know what's causing this hum. But I know one man that does. And he's just back from Japan, and he normally is wrong on almost everything he ever comes up with. But maybe this one time, he will come up with a solution. Sean, what is causing this hum in Oma?
Oh, okay. Look, up north, you got a lot No, 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 I'm not. No.
No, not going.
We're not making any of those jokes, Connor. No. It's a very serious time in our country's history.
Yeah.
We won't laugh at it.
Yeah.
I believe it's the fairies. Because what if all of Oma is trapped in some kind of fairy ring? And so that buzz is, if you've read Artemis Fowl, there's some kind of interference from the fairies' technology. See, we're doing traditional and Artemis Fowl fairies in this, by the
it's
way.
It's interesting that you're mixing mythologies. Yeah.
It's really fucked.
It's almost like you're just making up stuff to just kind of fit whatever narrative you're trying to build.
It's almost like I was throwing an impossible situation.
I was, but I did talk for a long time to give you time.
I know, I really appreciated that, but that's the best I could do still.
He's out of practice. I mean, the buzz could be anything. Like, if a town is buzzing, that's normally a good sign, but I feel like this is not great.
True. What if it's being like District 9 and there's some kind of invisible spaceship over Oma?
And they're going to take them all.
They're going to take them all. Or they're going to put in other, like, their aliens are going to infiltrate Oma and then, I don't know, then take over Ireland?
What if it's tonight? Is it tinnitus? Is that how you pronounce it?
Tinnitus, tonight. I don't know, but I know what you mean.
I've never said it out loud, but I know what it means when I read it. But Maybe they've all developed that in the town overnight.
Really? Oh, well. What causes... I mean, explosions do cause tonight and stuff.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. It's been about 40 years. Like, would you chill the beans?
It's fine. Like, it's fine. It's fine now. Lovely place to visit.
It's actually a great spot. It actually is.
You were there not the other day.
Oh, they still have Argos, lad. We lost Argos. They still have...
We lost our Argos in town, but we're getting a Tesco to replace it. So I think that's pretty good.
Swings and roundabouts.
Yeah, I know. We also lost another ice cream shop.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
So you're down to 63 now, is it?
How many
do you have?
I think there's like 8 still in the town.
Sean's town, by the way, is very funny because when I first arrived, literally, I got off the train. I waited about 4 minutes. Remember, this is Ireland. It was also November. It was lashing rain.
It's pissing
and
down.
I seen at least 9 ice cream stores with queues around the around the corner.
Very good ice cream, Connor.
But like 9 of them. And yeah. I was like... It's basically Christmas and snowing. What are these people doing? And I said it to him, and he was like, yeah, there used to be more.
Then they closed down, and that's why there's queues now. There's not the capacity anymore.
That's the truth. They're ravenous.
Just can't get... We love milk that much that we want it in all forms.
Put it in a fucking frozen form.
Solidify it, please.
Sean, a conspiracy theory, I mean, could be maybe the whole town is being moved and they don't know it.
Oh, that's good. Like they're being shifted on some kind of...
Tectonic
platform.
Plates, but only in Oma.
Only in Oma. It's famously... landlocked as well, so I'm not sure where it's moving to.
Famously landlocked, but not famously plate locked. Everyone knows that.
What if they're moving it up and they're trying to get a better view? They're raising Oma up out of the country.
Because it's now like a one-upmanship against Belfast.
Yeah,
they're
Belfast like, has the Titanic and stuff. And they're like,
we have
the
fact that we're 50 feet in the air.
Yeah. We're in the clouds up here.
Oh, what's that, District 9?
District 9 is the alien one.
No, not District 9. What's the movie I'm thinking of? It has the guy from Matt Damon in it.
Matt Damon in it. In the sky.
He's bald. Elysium. Is that Elysium?
Disco Elysium? Or
Yeah, it could be
like
that. I think it's Elysium.
Elysium. Maybe it is just Elysium. Yeah. That.
That reference that we couldn't remember.
Yeah.
That one.
That's the one. I was thinking, is it Elysium? Yeah. This is the one. Yeah, Ball Matt Damon. Yeah.
2011?
2013.
Oh, he bought a zoo in 2011, I think.
Then he had to move to the sky.
Sean, we're going to move on to our next piece of news. I'm sorry to that town, by the way. We don't know what's causing it, but just to know that it's happening, and maybe it's going to be an all-Ireland situation at some stage.
Oh, man, if that spreads, I'm emigrating. I won't be able to do this.
Sean, Aussie cop who pointed gun at colleague over Top Gun spoiler is convicted.
Oh, that's an odd one.
Have you ever really hated someone giving you a spoiler?
Not really. Like,
have you ever been a police officer in Australia?
Not that I can remember.
Have you ever had a gun when somebody gave you a spoiler of a movie you were going to watch and then thought, wow, I'm going to point that gun at those people. They deserve it.
I couldn't possibly say.
The two answers to the first two were no, and then the last one is yes, I have done that.
100% actually, yes.
An Australian police officer was convicted by a Sydney court on Thursday after threatening to shoot a colleague who had joked about revealing the ending of the Tom Cruise blockbuster Top Gun Maverick earlier this year.
Was anyone that hyped to see Top Gun Maverick though?
Well, I mean, it did very well. Apparently,
saved Hollywood. Yeah. I still don't. Look, I still have no interest in watching it. It was on the plane. I could have watched it.
Yeah.
Instead, I chose to watch The Matrix Resurrections. Not a good film.
Is it?
It's not good.
It's got like one or two scenes that you're like, oh, that's pretty good. And then the rest, not great.
The rest of it is just very like, hey, this thing you like, you know. Also watched About Time on a plane.
Don't be watching About Time on planes.
It's too sad. It's too sad. It's happy, but it's sad.
I mean, anyone who's seen Bow Type, it's the best rom-com of the last 25 years.
I would say it's top 10 films that have ever been made.
Oh, fucking hell. I would say it's the greatest piece of media ever, including all music and all movie.
I would say, were I in the Library of Alexandria and I could say one thing, I would say About Time, the film.
Wow, that is tough to one up. That is
high praise.
Whoa, that's high praise. I think it was good. 4 stars.
4 stars.
4 stars.
1.5 thumbs up.
No, if you haven't seen About Time, go watch it. It's really, really good. It's also got an Irish person in it, so now we have to like back it.
Absolutely, yeah. And we're not going to spoil the ending, unlike this man did for Top Gun Maverick.
So Constable Dominic Gaynor, who was 30 years old, was sentenced to community corrections order for 2 years and 100 hours of community service after he was found guilty of carrying a firearm with disregard for the safety of another person. The incident took place at the end of May when Gaynor was working behind the counter in the police station. The complainant, 26-year-old Constable Morgan Royston, had shared with Gaynor that he had seen the movie the previous night and that he was telling Gaynor all about it. He then said to Gaynor, "I'll spoil it for you," laughing to him.
He's not going to actually spoil it, though. This is playful on the job ribbing, I would say.
Well, the news then reports that Gaynor replied initially with an expletive while laughing, saying, "Don't spoil the movie, you cunt," which in Australia means "I love you."
Absolutely, best friends. Like.
Yeah. If he said, "Don't spoil the movie, good sir," he's mad at you. But if he says, "Don't spoil the movie, you cunt," they're best friends.
Yeah. Or if he had just said, "Don't spoil the movie," what's going on?
I don't know why he's mad at him. I don't know what's going on there.
You're so serious.
While another officer had walked out of the room, apparently saying, "La, la, 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 la," I don't know why. That officer clearly has no friends.
Man, it's been a while since I've seen someone pull out the "la, la, 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 la," like, in real life.
You don't really get the "la, la, 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 la" after, like, maybe the age of 6.
No, yeah, it doesn't hit the same anymore. Like, you can still really hear what's going on.
And, like, if they say you're a scaredy cat, "la, la, 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 la," I mean, it's game over for you. You gotta go home.
Your social stature is in the pisser right
It's then. In tatters. I know you're 4, but it's in tatters.
You're like talking to your son about this. No, you have some work to build this back up. But
you'll never climb the social ladder if you're a "la, la, 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 la" scaredy cat kind of kid.
You've made a show of yourself. You've made a show of your family.
Your mother's left. Your mother's left now. I hope you're happy. She said, "I can't live in the same house as a la 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 scaredy cat, for fuck's sake."
And I was like, "Neither can I, but I what am I meant to do? Get him away?" And then she called me a "la la 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 scaredy cat."
And then I started crying and she left. So look, we're having a tough day.
So here's 10 quid, go down to the shop.
10 quid, you're living outside the street now.
Best of luck.
Best of luck, here's a suitcase. So when a phone rang, one of the officers picked it up, just as Gaynor said, "I'll shoot you," directing the threat at Mr. Royston. Gaynor then took his police-issued Glock pistol out of its holster and held it out, pointing it at Mr. Royston and holding it for 5 seconds while laughing. His finger was not on the trigger.
Okay. Don't point guns at people. I think there's enough instances that have proven that that's a bad thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, I get this is all joking, but like, you would never pull a gun on your friend.
Like once you pull the gun, no matter how much the joking has stopped at that point.
You're crossing a line once there's like a live firearm in the joke.
Even if it's on safety. Now this might just be because we're in Ireland and there are no guns here. But if somebody pulled out a gun, I'd be like, that's the end of the laughs. The jokes are over.
Like, anytime I've seen a gun in real life, it's the most terrifying thing in the world to me. I was in the UK once, and it was after there was a police presence around anyway, and they were just walking around with like rifles, and I'm like, this is fucked.
Yeah, you couldn't do that with the Irish lads. The boys, they'd lose the plot altogether.
Sure they can't. They're seeing 4 targets. Like, it's
I'm seeing double the two Krusty, four Krustys. Wait, what? But like, I just think that guns themselves can be scary. However, if you're in the police force, maybe there's like a weird thing of like, you understand it, but apparently Mr. Ryson was left distraught by the incident and is no longer even working in the force. And then that's where it came in. So the joke started, I'm going to ruin Top Gun Maverick, and this guy pulled the gun on him.
Like, if that's your reaction to a spoiler, like, as well, you shouldn't be in the police force. Mm. Like, you shouldn't be that quick to lift a gun out of your pocket. Or out of a toaster. It's not just kept in your pocket, I assume.
I know, I always leave it in my top pocket beside my little Bible in Lord, the chest.
You leave one in the clip and you leave the safety off just in case.
Just in case my nipple needs to warm up. So apparently Mr. Marr, who's the judge, also noted the power imbalance because Gaynor was the senior and he was pulling the gun.
Very strange.
There was several character references for Gator, saying his actions were very unlike him. And look, what can you do? He's up to no good, but look, lads will be lads. He didn't mean it. It did not really work. The offender is going to be punished. And so Gator is going, he's getting the 200 hours of community service for pointing a gun. I think a good option in life is, don't pull a gun on a work colleague.
Yeah. I think that's a good motto to live by. It's what we have on this podcast. It's above the door as you walk into our multi-million-dollar studio.
Or a knife.
Or a knife. Don't pull things on your friends or your colleagues.
Well, you can pull a prank. You can pull a little jibe if you want.
I don't like pranks. I'm not a big fan of pranks.
You're not a big prank man yourself, no.
Not a big prank man. I don't like to be shocked.
Well, actually, you know me, and I crawl up inside myself watching like one of those like Impractical Joker shows. I can't.
Oh yeah, deal the cringe just gets to
I cannot deal with it. I don't cringe at basically anything other than just like gags at people's expense who don't know there's a gag. I don't mind if it's like they're in on the gag or joke and they're going along with it.
But
when it's like hidden cameras and shit, no, I can't even be in the same room if it's on.
Yeah, I get that. I've gotten better with that in like recent years, but fuck, some of the like cringe humor and just embarrassing, like secondhand embarrassment, gets me badly.
Mm. I'm okay at The Office and stuff like that because they're all actors.
Yeah,
they're
all
a par of it.
I know it's fictional. Yeah,
yeah, but once you're like, oh, say this, and the other person is like looking shocked, like what the fuck is going on, if it's an old person as well, as double indemnity, I'm getting out of there.
No, can't do it, won't allow it.
Leave the old person alone. So we're going to move on to our next piece of news, and I mean, this one was, this is along the lines of a truck crash that goes wrong. But this happened.
Most truck crashes go wrong, to be fair.
This, true. I suppose unless you go to like one of those truck crash shows that are on all the time.
Sorry, I forgot about those. Yep. Continue.
Exactly. I'm the CEO of the company Truck Crash. So this incident happened on the 26th of October. So we normally would have gotten to it probably the week after.
Yeah.
But we didn't because you fucked off.
I did.
So we're back.
I did indeed.
Because, Sean, what was coming up at the end of October?
That would have been Halloween, Connor.
Right. And so what normally happens to the night sky on Halloween?
It gets dark.
No.
Oh.
No.
What
lights up the night sky
the
on
moon.
Halloween? No, you're an idiot. What makes a loud bang at Halloween night?
Ah, see, now I see where
this
you're coming
be a joke.
From. A truck crash,
okay,
Connor.
There we go. You mean fireworks, you fucking idiot.
Fireworks, of course. The second option I thought of.
Sorry. I thought of that the fifth time. Sorry, I was actually going to go car crash, scooter crash.
Balloon popping competition.
Spectacular display. So, Halloween's in 4 days.
Yeah.
They're getting things ready. maybe you're trying to transport an awful lot of fireworks at one given time. Oh. And, you know, it would be an awful shame if while travelling with all those fireworks, maybe you got into some sort of crash, maybe led to some sort of fuse being lit.
Heavens. Let's see where this is going.
Spectacular display caused after car crashes into lorry carrying over £80,000 worth of fireworks.
The fuck, like, imagine how unlucky you would feel not only to get into a car crash, but to happen to hit the one lorry carrying £80,000 of fireworks.
There's a fucking shopping truck going past you with, like, just groceries in it, and you hit the fucking firework truck.
Yeah. It's like you swerve. Like, there's two trucks you're going to hit. One just came from the pillow
factory. The mattress company.
Yeah, it is. And then the other, fucking Acid Labs Incorporated.
One of the most spectacular fireworks displays ever produced was sparked last week after a car crash featuring about 80,000 worth of fireworks went up. The car crashed into a truck which had been towing a trailer that was stuffed to the brim with fireworks.
They shouldn't be on a trailer.
Maybe not.
That's open top. Like.
Yeah. So motorists were treated to a spectacular show of light and sound above the road as the explosions caused the highway to be closed until they stopped. So they must have kept going for a long time.
Yeah, because presumably one would just start to fuse on another and it would keep working its way through. Yeah.
Fortunately, the drivers of both vehicles were able to get away completely unharmed, which is why we're talking about it, because it's funnier.
Do you think they stopped to admire it? Or did they immediately go
into
panic and call
for help? I think it would be a serious mindfuck if you're in the car. Because you have the initial crash and you're like, oh man, that really hurt. I'm in pain, my arm is sore, my neck is sore. And then you hear a really loud explosion really close by that's really bright and colourful. And you're like, I have a concussion, but what the fuck is going on? And then another tree go off and you would just be so confused.
You would think you were in, war had just been declared.
You hit a truck and caused World War III to start.
Yeah, and now it's surprisingly colourful. We're all shocked.
Apparently the fireworks went off for a whole hour.
Wow.
Yeah, it was an hour-long explosion. One of the people had to be taken to hospital for minor injuries, but both of them were relatively unharmed.
Right, good. Good to know. I saw a video on TikTok of someone. There was meant to be this half hour fireworks display,
and it went up in 6 seconds.
They fucked up the timer, and so it just all went off at once.
And that just reminded me of Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah,
in that episode when they have the firework that's like a nuclear bomb, and everything's just so bright for 10 seconds.
It lights it up to daylight.
Yeah,
and then they're blind.
So police said the aftermath of the crash was quite the display to passerby motorists, while driver Ryan Kuhn told the news it was the best fireworks show I'll ever see. He explained that he drove around the corner only to lay his eyes on a raging inferno of fireworks which was causing mayhem, with the burning trailer full of rockets going off just constantly. So many of the drivers started filming the display, but I mean, on the other hand, you have to really feel sorry for the pickup truck driver who, this is one of our favourite things, Sean, now has to ring his boss and be like, his or her boss, and be like, look, do you know that big 80 grand worth of fireworks that you wanted?
Yeah.
Well, I have some news that you might not like.
Well, they look fantastic, let me tell you.
I can give you my seal of approval.
He's on the phone and you just hear all the explosions in the background.
And he's trying to do the lead up, and the boss is like, what's that? No, what's that in the back? No, I can hear them. Thomas, look, I can hear them. What the fuck is
finish,
that?
Okay, I was driving down the road.
There's just explosions.
Also, I found a video and it is remarkable.
Yeah.
It looks like a cartoon explosion at the fireworks factory.
You either tell them that, who pays for the fireworks is the question. Is he at fault? You can't get 80 grand worth of fireworks back once they're gone, really, before Halloween.
No, yeah, it's a limited time kind of deal. Insurance would probably pay it back, though, because you'd insure the load that you're hauling. for the amount that it's worth. So maybe this is some kind of loophole here where if you run a fireworks company, you can essentially get free fireworks shows by crashing a car into them on the way to where they're meant to go.
But then you're just setting them off in the middle of the highway.
No, because you say you drive it, like, make sure there's an access road to where the fireworks display is going on. And then you just happen to crash into someone on
Yeah, and then suddenly
road.
When people arrive, there's a big truck that has your company's name on it. Like,
yeah.
O'Reilly's Fireworks, this is for you.
And then boom, and then it all goes off.
Interesting, interesting. So you're saying they need to explode more trucks full of fireworks.
I think you maybe get this once every 2 years before it starts looking suspicious, you know?
So just twice then.
Perhaps, yeah. But twice is pretty
good.
So,
like, there's another one in 2025 coming, and that's going to be spectacular. And then after that, stop.
Then
right, because you're going to get found out.
Fireworks from here on out.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I just read this, and this was perfectly up our alley of, like, human error, huge consequences of yeah. just being, like, once that starts, you can't stop it as well.
No, yeah, yeah, there's nothing you can do.
And it's then, not like, quick. Over an hour. That's a long 60 minutes.
That's a long time to wait for it to go out. And then, like, I'd say towards, like, minute 57, it's starting to die down, but every so often there's another, like, flare-up.
It's like a popcorn bag in the microwave yeah. when it's just about done.
And so, do you go over, do you investigate, or do you hang back and make sure it's all out?
And, like, you take a step closer and then there's just another explosion that's really bright and you're, okay, no, back away again. Yeah. Okay, cool.
This might be one of the worst things to crash into is a fireworks truck.
I feel like it might be, yeah. I don't know, I can't think of anything else that, like, would so actively tell you you fucked up in such a bright way, almost yeah. instantaneously.
Yeah, like, I guess, like, a nitroglycerin container or something.
No, but, like, I feel like it's the beauty that really sends the offence. Because,
yes.
like, if it's an explosion, that's fine. But if it looks pretty and it's fireworks and you're like, oh, wow, that's really nice. But then you have to look at that and also merge it with, I fucked up big time. I'm going to cost my whole family a fortune.
Yeah, fireworks is like that perfect Venn diagram where you're not getting it back. You have to let it happen. And you have to explain what's going on.
And the worst thing is someone comes up and, like, hits you in the eye and goes, you enjoying the show, are you? Fucking hell, that's beautiful. Yeah. That is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, everyone else thinks this is great except you.
Except for you. You've had a terrible day with such beauty going on in front of you.
That's really, yeah, that's the worst one so far.
So far. So we're going to finish off Weird News this week with three men break into abandoned jail, accidentally lock themselves in cell.
It's a classic bit. Mm. This might be the Three Stooges.
I think it is. So they locked themselves in a cell in an abandoned jail in St. Louis, Missouri last week. And so the Sergeant Charles Wall told the officers...
Great name for a jailer.
I mean, if he... Charles Wall and Jimmy Sell,
yeah.
of course.
Johnny Bars over there.
Johnny Bars. Fucking Johnny Bars, Jimmy Sell and Charles Wall. They responded to a call for help at the medium security institution known as the Workhouse. I'm assuming a terrible place when it was working.
Yep.
Police freed the three men and then arrested them. And the trespassers faced possible cases of burglary, stealing and property damage. Apparently the jail has been empty for over a year after inmates were moved out of the facility as it was inhumane.
Oh,
that's good, isn't it?
God, and only last year it happened.
Yeah, pretty good.
Wonderful stuff, Missouri.
So they thought it would be a cool idea to break into the abandoned jail, but, like, they broke in, but then there's a moment where two of them walk into a cell and the third one follows them into the cell and the door locks behind them.
There has to be some level of, like, you know, like, someone, maybe someone is just door guy and you're in charge of making sure none of the doors close.
Or they think that it's so old, even though it's, like, only 12 months, that they're rusted and, like, they don't work anymore.
Or, like, you'd have to lock them Like there's a secondary, like there's a locking procedure that don't just
that makes no sense. It
makes no sense at all. Of course, it's going to lock as soon as the door closes.
If you can put child lock on a car door, surely they can child lock the jail doors.
Yeah, if you've ever locked yourself out of your house, you can imagine how secure a jail would be.
And so, I mean, the best bit to imagine is just that there's a moment where they look at each other, and then. Like, there's got to be one that goes crazy almost instantaneously. The other one is, like, trying to keep it cool. And then one of them's like, this is a laugh. This is all a joke.
Well, you know what I mean? One person definitely doesn't take it seriously enough.
Oh, you got me, did you? You thought you'd close the door on me. Ah, no.
How long do you think they spend trying to open the door before calling for help?
Okay, so if you're criminals, you've broken into this abandoned place, you are trespassing, and you're guaranteed to get hit with some sort of conviction. So to make the call, it's kind of like you have to live with the fact, okay, we're getting a conviction,
yeah,
but we're getting out.
Yeah, yeah, we'll have... we'll have lives after this,
because otherwise we're going to starve to death.
Yeah, we're going to just eat each other in this jail cell until one of us is like fat and lonely.
I don't really understand it, but I love just the thought process of them guys just be like, well, this, yeah, we've really fucked up. Oh, boys,
you would feel humbled, wouldn't you?
You would, like, it's tough to come back from that. The street cred, I think, is gone.
Like, you would be so mad at yourself.
Obviously. And I think it's funnier if they're, like, vlogging. If, like, it's a YouTuber thing as well. Like, a haunted jail.
Does it say what age these guys are?
Cause, like, no, it doesn't.
Well, if you were, like, I don't know, like, if you were, like, 16 doing this, I think you get off with a slap on the wrist.
Yeah.
But if you were, like, our age, then it's, like...
63.
Grown men, families. Then it's like, you're going to, you're at least getting community service for this.
You have to.
You're just causing hassle for people.
So, Sean, that is it for this week's Weird News.
What a triumphant return to Weird News, Connor.
I mean, please go back and listen to the classics if you don't like the new. Maybe we've changed. Maybe you're a different man after coming home from Japan. We don't know.
I have travelled, Connor. I'm a well-travelled man.
You're a well-travelled man. That's an engaged, well-travelled man.
Look, you're the one who said it. So...
Sean, do you want to take us out?
Yes, thank you everyone for listening to this episode of Weird News Wednesday. We will be back on Friday with Hero or Zero. Next week with another episode then of Weird News Wednesday. And other stuff in between, maybe at some point. Big thank you to everyone over on Patreon, patreon.com/heroesforhirepodcast. Link to that is in the description. Big shout-outs go to Roisin the Wife Palmer, Joe Burney, Ryan Komatsu Dozer Enthusiast Evanson, Waffles Loves You and Hopes You Have a Good Day, David Clark, Sean Chuckling in the Wash and It'll Be Grand Jamieson, Dominic, Anna Irish Wallers Forever Hill Roos, Danny McLaughlin, Lord Smish, Michelle Brown, Michaela Doughty, Frost joined the naming antics to mess with Sean. Thanks. Ed Ball, Connor... Oh, it's going to get so long from here. Connor and Lorraine are renting a human-sized hamster wheel to see all the ocean ghosts. Russ, I'm struggling a bit here, Sean. Would you happen to have one of your hilarious anecdotes to help me out? Parfit, that man vacuuming himself in a bag was my anecdote for this week. Jackson Bruheim is honoured to be picked as Sean's replacement and has already claimed his parking space. Well, I can't drive, so...
His parking space is his house.
You've claimed my house, sir. Liz had a few too many on St. Paddy's Day. Tipsley subscribed to the Patreon. Kira Lawler, Judge Lahey, The Amazing World of Keza, Kyle Borowski, and Luke is back to the future of days past. Thank you all.
Well done, everyone who changed their names. I'm proud of you.
I'm also proud of you, but in a different way.
In a hate-filled way.
Just rageful. Thank you to everyone who supports us on Patreon. Really, really appreciate it. Head on over there if you want to support the show and get access to movie reviews and Q&As and all the other stuff we have up there. There is also a merch store link below. heroesforhire.ie/shop. Twitter is @heroesforhirepod. The 4 is the number 4. Facebook is Detective Diddleman's Discussion Group. Instagram is Heroes for Hire Podcast. And the best way to ever help out the show is to tell one human being that we exist.
Just a one, please.
And I think that's about it, Connor.
So too. So I have been Connor Lawler.
I have been Sean Lean.
And we shall see you all next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.